glory and the honor for his presence, for his love, for his joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We want to welcome those who are watching us by live stream on today. Amen. Give God praise for them. Amen. Glory to God. Our services are at 10 o'clock a.m. each Sunday morning. Praise God. Here at 225 Bethesda Church Road in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And we welcome you and thank God for you being with us on today. Amen. We want to encourage you to get ready. I'm excited. Get ready, get ready. Amen. Yes, I did do that. Get ready for the word of God on today because it's life changing and we're ready to go deeper with Christ. Are we ready to go deeper? Praise God. Amen. As Apostle Dr. Stanley Williams comes to bring the word of life, to bring a living word, amen, that will bless your life and cause you to increase and to come into greater things in God. Amen. We encourage you to partner with us. Visit our ministry website at www.empoweringpeople.us. That's empoweringpeople.us. And as you hear the word of God, we want you to receive it with gladness and an open heart. Amen. And be blessed by the word of God. Apostle Dr. Stanley Williams. Give God praise for him. Amen.
Glory. I want to give honor to Apostle Beth because she is truly a wonderful servant of God, powerful servant of God. We deeply appreciate her service to the Lord, and I just want to give my wife the honor that she's due because she is really a servant of God. Father, this morning, I declare your glory. I thank you, Lord God, for this moment. Another opportunity to praise you. Another opportunity to preach your word. I am so honored, Jesus, to be used by you. And I bless you for everything that you have done in my life and in the lives of all of your servants throughout time. For you have truly been faithful. Today I pray for the spirit of wisdom. And I pray for the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of you. That the eyes of not only my understanding, but our understanding may be enlightened. That we might go that we might continue to increase and come onto a higher plane with you. We might know your mind. In the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for revelation knowledge, unhindered and unabated, a pure revelation that is not affected or tainted by flesh, but that comes straight from the throne rooms of God. I humble myself in your sight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to take a moment right now because I want to keep a word that I promised. I want to give you an opportunity to give your testimony. I really do. I want to do it. I want to give you an opportunity to give your testimony. I want you to come.
Amen.
And I want you to just share with the people what God has done. Take a few moments.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
And share with people what God has done in your life.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Bless the Lord.
It's okay.
Take your time.
It's okay. Just take your time.
Take your time.
Okay, my name is Jackie. Amen. If I don't look like what I've been through,
bless him.
It's because of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Even when I lost my home to a fire and lost everything, I didn't lose my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
When I lost my brother, my grandson, and niece all in 1 month.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
I said, I can't break down because I have to be there for my mother.
Speak now.
And then,
hallelujah. Take your time.
Thank you.
April the 3rd, 2014. I started bleeding at home.
Jesus. Mm.
And I could have bled out before I got out of my front door.
Jesus.
But I didn't.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Anytime you lose 10 pints of blood,
yes, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
And you wake up the next morning and don't know where you are, but the last thing I remember was telling my daughter goodbye.
Jesus.
And I said, honey, I usually don't speak it in front of the center or nobody else, but today I got to tell it.
Jesus.
I am here because of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't know what he has in store for me now, but I know I got to tell it.
Oh,
all I need. And he is the one that really loves me, so that's all that counts. I love the Lord, and when I first came here, I just felt something that I have never felt at another church before.
Jesus.
Love is somebody that wants to be kind. And the only thing I want to say this Sunday is thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
What a testimony.
Yes, amen.
And what a wonderful person.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
A blessing.
And you know what? Love is of God.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
That's right.
So love can't be avoided, just like faith can't be avoided. Faith is not a denominational thing.
Absolutely.
Faith is a Christian thing.
Absolutely.
Love is not a denominational thing.
That's right.
Or a color thing.
That's
faith
right.
is a Christian thing.
Yes, amen.
Love is a Christian thing.
Yes.
Agape is important.
Yes.
The ability to see
God
people
glory.
As God sees them and
yes.
love them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you. This morning, Lord, I thank you for just the grace
you.
That you placed in this room.
Thank you,
I thank you for everyone that's listening by streaming. Lord God, that their ears would be anointed with salve.
Yes.
Clearly they will hear. And even those that are in this room, clearly they will hear. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I have a word for you. It's important that I be clear this morning. I'm just going to articulate what God has given me. When I was praying last night, and I always pray and ask God to give me a fresh word. And I want to know what God is doing at the moment. I want to have my fingers on the pulse. And so I always ask God for the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, because God will give you fresh bread if you ask.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And I want to give you a fresh loaf this morning. God gave me one word, and from that word I developed, as I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to guide me, this message. The word God gave me was ascension.
Amen.
Ascension. This is important, because every person that is born on this planet has some gift from God in them, no matter who they are. Now, they may not develop that gift. They may not work out their calling in God, but the potential exists for every person to do something tremendously great for the Lord.
Amen.
And so then after that, it becomes a matter of choices. Whether you choose to serve God or not is up to you. And God spoke to me some years ago, and he told me, he said, I never send people to hell. And I just meditated on it. And I said, God, then how do they get there? People choose where they're going to be.
That's true.
By their lifestyle, by the way they choose or decide to live. And so God gave me this word, ascension. And the word ascension, it means to ascend. It's to go up. Now, the character that mentioned this word that I'm going to use today is the prophet David. And David was a prophet,
yes,
a priest, and a king. And David, his idea of God was born from his Old Testament reality. He's living in the Old Testament time in Jerusalem, and his focus was, according to that time frame and the area in which he lived, was the center of their reality, the temple. Mm-hmm. The temple. And Jerusalem itself was an elevated place. Mm-hmm. It was on an elevated plain on mountains, and it was surrounded by valleys. Literally, Mount Zion was like a stronghold, a safe place. Mm-hmm. And so the psalm here, Psalms 24, does not specifically, like many psalms, tell what David was going through. Mm-hmm. But if you just think about it, it is possible that it was David bringing the ark back to Jerusalem. That's just a possibility. Or it might have been some other thing that David was doing. But when you look at travelers coming to Jerusalem as they ascend toward Mount Zion, during that time frame, they were awed by the temple because that's where the ark was. And the ark represented the presence of God. And so David said in Psalms 24:3, he said, "Who can ascend unto the hill of the Lord?" And it was as though David was coming to Jerusalem and coming up that plain towards Mount Zion. And he began to experience in his spirit who God is. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who is it that can stand in the presence of God? And this is what people every day have to realize, that God is about relationship. God is not a distant God. God is not a God that ignores his people. That's why I always focus on the 100th Psalm, where God claims, he said, "You are my people." Mm-hmm. He's giving us a personal statement that I claim you for myself.
That's right.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in that holy place? The word ascension signifies that a person is coming from a low plane to a high plane. Uh-huh. Coming up to God. Mm-hmm. Standing before God. Standing in his presence. Someone who is approaching God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the 24th Psalm was not the only place that David talked about approaching God. He also talked about approaching God in the 15th Psalm. Uh-huh. And in both cases, he always gave the prerequisites for standing in God's presence. He says in the 24th Psalm, he says, the person that stands before God has to have clean hands.
Yes, sir.
And you can look at and study the concept of hands throughout the Bible. It's always dealing with what a person does. He taught my hands to walk.
Yes.
It's got something to do with your lifestyle, how you are. Mm-hmm. Mischief is in their hands.
Yes.
The Bible talks about it. Mm-hmm. Injustice in their hands. They do things with their hands. So hands represent a type of being, a way of living.
Yes, uh-huh.
He has to have clean hands. But he didn't only say clean hands. He also mentioned a clean heart. A pure heart. And he has to have a soul that has not been lifted up to vanity. Vanity is a form of pride. And if you really study the Bible, pride is the worst of sins, if sins have degrees. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So David is laying down this thing that God wants clean hands, mm-hmm. He wants an upright heart, and he wants a soul that is not full of pride.
Amen, amen.
Isn't that interesting that David is so clear this psalm. Because David wasn't always right. David had done things like killed Uriah the Hittite.
Yes, he did.
He had done things like numbered the people of the children of Israel when Joab was begging him, please don't do it.
Right.
Because if you number the children of Israel, you're saying to God, that made me strong enough on my own. David wasn't always pure. He wasn't always so right. But it is a picture of a person who ascends, who comes from not being right to being right with God. That means that any person alive can get there. Yeah. You can get there. You just have to make the right set of decisions.
Yeah,
that's all you have to do. It is all a set of choices. That's why in the Old Testament the prophet said, choose ye. He said, make a decision today whom you're going to serve.
Yes.
He didn't say God was going to make you choose. He said, you choose.
Right.
If God is God, then choose God. If God is not God, then choose Baal. Just choose your sides, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And so we see that God had given us something very powerful.
Yes, yes.
When he created us, the ability to decide.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where we're going to go, how we're going to live, what we're going to do.
That's true.
And what that does is it takes the responsibility off of all others and puts it squarely on our shoulders. Yes, God said, I want you. Do you want me?
Yeah.
That is the question. I want you so bad until I went out of my way to create man when I didn't even have to.
Amen.
The Bible said he did it according to the judgment of his own will. I wanted to, because that's what will means, what I want, I think, I feel. And so in making the decision to come down and put his fingers in the dirt and form a man, God was saying, I want you and I will always want you. How do you know that God will always want man? Because after Adam sinned, God put in place a reclamation plan. He could have stopped it right there and said, this endeavor that I've started is not worth it, but he didn't. He said, I'm going to put in place something that can reclaim what's been lost. And eventually in the New Testament, he sent his son to die on a cross so that we might be redeemed or bought back.
Amen. Amen.
David is saying, who is it? And he's non-specific in his statement. Who can climb the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Who can stand in this place? The reason he didn't put a specific name in there is because he's saying anyone who decides to can.
Amen.
If you want to, you can have me. That's why God said, he said, if you seek me early. He didn't put any name. He said, if you seek me early, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart. He didn't put in there Stanley or John or Sam or Lucy or Mary. He said you, which means it is anyone who decides to be you.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen. Amen.
In this place.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
The International Standard Version says this about Psalms 24:4. It says, the one who has innocent hands, the one who has a pure heart. In this case, he uses two words. The psalmist in the King James Version uses the word heart, but he also uses the word soul. In this case, he used the word heart, meaning the center of a man's being. This is his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses the word soul to determine that the man can think, he can judge, he can make decisions, he has volition, he has decision-making power, he has the ability to choose the direction that he goes.
Yes, yes, amen. Praise the Lord.
All is in place.
Uh-huh.
Everything is in place for us to win. Standard Version goes on to say, the one who has innocent hands and a pure heart, the person who does not delight in what is false and does not swear an oath deceitfully. In Psalm 7:3, it says this, the Lord my God, Lord my God, if I have done this thing, if there be injustice in my hand, what David has said, if I've done anything wrong. So he's in this state of repentance, because repentance literally is the way back home.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It has two stems attached, or two words combined into one. The word re, which means to turn. And the word pent, which means high. You know, a penthouse is a high place. In other words, what he's saying is ascend.
Yes, amen.
Come back to me.
Amen.
Come back to the place from which you have fallen. You have fallen. He said to the church, one of the churches in Revelation, come back to your first love. Repent and be restored back to that amen. High place
amen.
With me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I love God for it.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalms 24:5, he goes on to say, this person.
Yes.
Are you still with me?
Oh, yes.
He said, this person. He was non-specific again. That means that I could plug your name in. Your name in. I could plug my name in. Her name in. His name in. What he said was, this person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're going to have favor. Because God is looking right at you.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Many times people think God is not watching them, when God is watching everyone. And we come to the three facets of God's personality, of who God is. God is omnipresent. He's omniscient and he's omnipotent. He's in all places at all times. He has all power at all times. And he knows everything all the time. So you can't hide from God.
Uh-huh. Amen.
In Hebrews, it says, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him for which we have to do. God can see.
Yes, he can. Amen.
Where you are.
Amen.
David said in the 139th Psalm, if I take wings and fly to the four parts of the earth,
yes,
you are still there. And there you see me. If I go to hell, you see me. There is no way that I can escape your sight. So what God is saying is, even to the person who thinks he doesn't see them, who think he's not looking at them, he's looking right at you.
Amen. Amen.
And he's aware of your every move and longing
amen.
To have a relationship
yes.
with you.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that amazing about God?
Yes, it is.
He's longing to have relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So as David develops his theme in Psalms 24,
mm-hmm.
he says this in verse 5. He says, this person
mm-hmm.
is the one that will receive the blessing of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to be blessed by the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to be seen by the Lord. Everyone wants to be touched by the Lord, but he's saying there is a specific person. And so David says, okay, they have to have clean hands, they have to have a clean heart, and they have a prideless life.
Yes, amen, amen.
Free of pride. Get rid of it. Because actually pride can keep you away from God.
Yes, yes.
Pride can go negative or positive. You can be at a point walking in pride and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
I think God doesn't pay attention to me.
Yeah.
That's a reverse form of pride. When it is impossible for God not to see everything.
Amen.
Or you can be, I don't need God.
Amen.
That's another form of pride. Where you're bigger than you think you are. The best place or the best thing you can do is tell God, I need you.
Yeah.
Every hour. Yeah. I need you. Every minute. I need you. Every second. I need you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I know I need you. I'm not going to fool myself. I need you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
This person will receive the blessing. blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation.
Glory to our God. Amen.
But in Psalms 15, mm-hmm. he approaches the same idea from just a slightly different angle. He said this, who shall abide in his tabernacle?
Uh-huh.
In Psalms 24, he says, who can stand?
Yeah. Amen.
But in Psalms 15, he says, who can abide? Who can stay with God? Who can, over the years, the long years of life, consistently stay with God?
Amen.
When I got saved, I made a decision. I will not go back.
Amen.
What I'm deciding is I'm going to ascend. I'm going to continue to grow and go higher and higher and higher. I like it. I'm not there yet, Paul said. It's not like I've arrived, but I am still pressing toward God.
Yes, amen.
I'm still moving on. The old folk used to say the upward way. I'm still ascending. I'm still moving toward God. I'm a little closer every day. Because I know in my heart that this is the man, this is the woman that's going to get the blessing of the Lord. God didn't even say you have to be there today. He said you have to be journeying toward that place.
Yes, amen.
Because we are aware as long as you are in this life and until they seal that box and lower you 6 feet, you're still going to be growing in God.
Yes.
That's why every one of us, each one of us need prayer.
Amen.
Because as we walk this walk on this planet, surrounded by things that tempt us and challenge us, we have to live in this environment as though we were going to heaven. This is the issue. That when you stand before God, that is not court.
Amen.
Court is here.
Yes.
This is court. Mm-hmm. Standing before God is sentencing.
Yes.
It is when you stand before God that he judges you for the way you live here. Yes. And so he just simply said, I do not know you.
Uh-huh.
That's a sentencing. That is not court.
Uh-huh.
Court is happening here. Your life is being judged here. This is where the great cloud of witnesses, the jury, is watching you live here.
Yes, that's right. Teach apostle.
And it's important that we understand what God is saying.
Yes.
In Psalms 15, starting at the first verse, and I'm going to wind this thing down. He says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
Yes.
It's as though you're right in God's face. You're standing in God's tent. The God's Word version says it like this. Who can stand in God's tent? Who can be in God's presence at stake? The word abide in its Greek derivative means to continue.
Yeah.
Over the years, I will continue. And life unfolds before me, I will continue. And I go through waves in life, I will continue. If times are good, I will continue. If times are bad, I will continue. No matter what's happening, I'm going to continue in God.
Yes, amen, amen.
And that is why Jesus says, what he was saying is, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you want to, and I'll give it to you. What he's saying is, as you go through the tempests and the waves of life, as you go through the trouble, as you go through the bleeding and the situation that you face in life and the situations, you continue to abide in him.
Yes,
I'm not going to stop abiding in God because there's trouble. I'm not going to stop abiding in God because I got a good job. I'm not going to stop abiding in God because I got a nice house, a nice car. I'm not going to stop abiding in God because I face some circumstances. That's just life. But in life, I need God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to continue
yes,
in God. Stand in God.
Yes.
like in Psalms 24, the psalmist does the same thing, mama. This is what he says in verse 2. He says from verse 1, he says, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy place? And he goes on, he says, he that walketh uprightly. Yes, yes. In the 25th psalm, he said, clean hands and an upright heart. In the 15th psalm, he said, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. There's that heart thing again. There's that thing about the inner man, the center of man, how he is as a person. The soul houses the will, the intellect, and the emotions. But in the center, this is your spirit man. And you have to lock into God and hold on to him no matter what is happening. Continue. Continue.
Amen.
But sister, didn't you just go through this? Continue.
Amen.
Continue. What's happening to you? I'm growing. Continue. I'm ascending. Continue. What are you doing? I'm getting closer. Continue. What are you doing? I'm on an incline. Continue. Though I'm walking a narrow way, I'm going to continue. I'm feeling the strain of life, but I'm going to continue. I'm experiencing the joys of life, but I'm going to continue. I'm experiencing weight. I'm going to continue. I'm experiencing excitement. I'm going to continue. I'm experiencing birth, but I'm going to continue. I'm experiencing pain, but I'm going to continue.
Amen.
That's how you live in God. Mm-hmm. And that's how you continually have that joy.
Yes, sir. Jesus. That's right. That's right.
That's how you have joy. Joy is based on a decision to continue in God. I will abide in God. I'm going to dwell in God. I'm going to come and I'm going to ascend that hill and I'm going to stand on that hill. But not only am I going to stand on the hill, I'm going to live on the hill.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
And here's the interesting thing about the spiritual walk with God. Mm-hmm. While you're standing in God's presence, you're still on earth. Mm-hmm. While you're standing in God's presence, you're still experiencing life. But this is what he said. He said, if you abide in me, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Just as the branch cannot produce fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen. Amen.
In another passage, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me while I abide in him will produce much fruit. Mm-hmm. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to say this. He said, unless a person abides in me, he is thrown away like a pruned branch and dries up. People gather such branches together and throw them in fire. Are you still with me?
Yes.
And they are burned up. If you abide in me, however, and my word abides in you, you can ask for anything you want to, and I will give it to you. Amen. That's a deep statement.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
But this is where I wanted to get before I close. I wanted to get to John chapter 15, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to listen very carefully as you are here today listening. And you are listening by streaming. Listen carefully.
Yes.
David is speaking in two psalms. Of course, the 15th psalm is written before the 25th psalm. But they're both saying basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
One is saying stand. One is saying abide.
Mm-hmm.
And right after, in both chapters, right after he makes his statement, he gives the way to stand and who can stand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, clean hands, upright heart, having lifted up his heart to vanity. And then he says, he has to have righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has to live righteously.
Yes, yes.
He has to be a person that pleases God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you still with me?
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
The word abide means to persist. Mm-hmm. Just as much as it means to dwell. Mm-hmm. It means to stay, yes, no matter what.
Yes.
We in this time have to redefine what the old saints knew.
Yes.
They knew that a certain lifestyle was required.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
But there's something else they knew. They knew that everyone wasn't always perfect. Mm-hmm. And it took the blood of
Jesus
to get them where they need to get.
That's beautiful.
He recognized that people recognized that people were at different levels at different times.
That's right.
And that some people required greater amounts of prayer than others.
That's true.
He recognized that they recognized, she recognized in those time frames, that people were not always perfect. And sometimes there had to be someone to stand the gap and make up the hedge. There had to be someone that looked at their granddaughter and said, Lord, she ain't right. I'm being real with you, but I got it in prayer. If you just hold it till she gets right.
Yes.
But we take it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we deviate,
yes, sir,
from,
yes,
the power of prayer.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And go down into the abyss, mm-hmm, of complaint. Mm-hmm. You're just so bad. You're just so evil. Mm-hmm. You're just so this. You're just so that. But the scripture never says that complaining moves God.
Amen.
In fact, God hates complaining. Amen. But what it does say is that when a person prays, God moves.
Amen. Amen.
And so I always keep my sons in prayer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whether things are perfect or not, I got my sons in prayer. I am in the gap. I know that complaining is not going to work.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And so we are reestablishing, yes, this idea. And so I want to lay this down and finish.
Yes.
In Genesis 2:7, God started this process. Uh-huh. Where he himself came down and put his hands in the dirt and formed a man. I believe that as David was observing the universe, uh-huh, in verse 8, in chapter 8 of Psalms, of the Psalm, David said, what is man? And I could see in my imagination, David said, look, I'm looking, mm-hmm, at the things that you created, the greatness of the universe. And I'm trying to figure out why in the world,
yes, amen,
you would pay attention to man. Amen. As I saw God descending and putting his hands in the dirt and forming Adam and then bending down to breathe in him. All of this action. And then after Adam sinned, sending his own son to recover that which was lost. Mm-hmm. And I found out from Paul my answer. Are you still here?
Amen, yes, amen.
In Romans chapter 12, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, mm-hmm, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yes, sir.